Mike Mack is the CEO of an international company called Syngenta. It makes and sells things like seeds and herbicides that protect crops from insects, so farmers produce more and better food. He says, the world is hungry, and it's only going to get hungrier.
The demand for grain, particularly in emerging markets, is going to continue to grow. The demand on consumers for food security, healthy, abundant supplies of high-quality food, that is going to continue to be a factor. And, of course, this all within the context of climate change, competing demands for water, energy security.
That's Mike Mack speaking on a video on his company's website. From a business perspective, the world's increasing demand for food is good news, which is one of the reasons private multinationals like Syngenta are investing in agriculture in Africa. And on Tuesday, Mr. Mack published an article in the Wall Street Journal, the most prominent business newspaper here in the United States, calling for even more international investors to put money into African agriculture technology and training. The president of the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development told reporters yesterday, these dollars are especially important for small farmers.
So one point is for the initiative to ensure that the international private sector can contribute to transforming the smallholder producer from a subsistence farmer to a commercial farmer.
But Dr. Nwanze is quick to point out that international companies like Syngenta are not the only piece of the puzzle. He says, African countries need to figure out how to develop local private sector investors, too. He says, that's where local governments come in. They have to build infrastructure like roads, clinics, and schools so countries can support agribusiness.
The problem we have in many of our countries in Africa is that we do not use a long-term perspective to investment. We cannot build 1,000 kilometers of road in 1 year. We can build 1 kilometer of road in every village in 1 year. But you have to look at a 25 to 50-year perspective.
And Dr. Nwanze says African leaders need to make decisions that promote not only local farmers' short-term interests. He says today's investments and policies must look toward cultivating future generations, too. For VOA News, I'm Kelly Nuxall.